Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2553.
Has there ever been anyone in your life that you would consider a role model? What attributes led to your selecting them for that role?
I would say my father is my role model. He's a very hardworking man, and he has gone through a lot of trouble trying to get us to this country, and right now he's very successful, and by bringing his kids to college, through college.
Is there someone in the public eye that you admire, and why do you admire that person?
I personally admire Donald Trump, because he's in the real estate business, and I'm very interested in that. And obviously he's very successful, which I want to be too.
Do you think that someone who looked at your donor profile, including all of the information on it, would get a good picture of what kind of person you are?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it sums it up.
How would you describe your personality?
Well, I'm a kind, trustworthy guy. I like to get things done. If they don't get done, I'd rather not start them at all.
What lessons did your parents teach you as a child that has had a significant impact on your adult life?
One of the main lessons they taught me was not to judge other people, and it's coming in very handy. I don't judge people, and they tell me to be nice to people, always listen to what they have to say, and basically live a good life.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
They always taught me to try my hardest and never to give up, and I definitely want my children to do the same.
What makes you unique?
I would say the one thing that makes me unique is my athletic ability. I've been doing gymnastics since I was 3 years old, and I've been an athlete ever since.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Right now I'm away at college and we don't spend much time together, so I always look forward to coming home and on Christmas and on basically all the holidays, and just have a dinner together, watch TV, talk.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and why was this gift so special?
I don't know about many presents, but when I was 5 years old, that just sticks in my mind, I got a little car from my dad, well, from my parents, and we weren't very rich at that time, and I knew how much trouble he went through to get it for me, and that just always, I always remember that.
What is your favorite holiday, and why do you enjoy that holiday in particular?
My favorite holiday is New Year's, because where I used to live, we didn't celebrate Christmas, so our Christmas was New Year's. That's when we got all our presents, and that's when all the family got together. We got to spend time together and just have a good time.
Tell me about your most unforgettable vacation.
Probably 3 years ago, I went on a cruise, and I've never been on a boat before, so it was very exciting.
Did your family have any pets when you were growing up? And if so, tell me about those pets.
We never had any pets. Well, we had fish, goldfish.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I was pretty big on sports, always did sports, played soccer all the time, did gymnastics, was always outside with my friends. We did not have a TV when I was growing up, so all I did was spend time with my friends, go fishing, and sometimes go to the movies.
What type of books did you enjoy in your childhood? Did you have a favorite book?
I liked fiction. Lots of fiction, and my most favorite book was The Wizard of Oz.
What type of books do you enjoy now?
Now I enjoy mysteries, crimes, books by Agatha Christie.
What was the last book you read, the movie you saw, or the sporting event you attended?
The last book I read was The Da Vinci Code, and I actually think the last movie I saw was The Da Vinci Code as well. And the last sporting event that I attended was a football game at my university.
What is your ideal way to relax on the weekends?
Well, I personally like to just sit on the couch and watch TV, but I also like to hang out with my friends a lot. We always do stuff on the weekends. One of my favorite things to do is go to the city and just go out.
Tell me what activities you enjoy in your free time, and why do you enjoy these activities?
Well, basically like the previous question just said, I like to be out with my friends. I'm always out with my friends, and I don't like to be by myself.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
And one time I was told I look like Jean-Claude Van Damme, but that was only one time.
What is your favorite period in history, and why?
I don't really have one, but to think of it, I guess I like the 90s a lot, because those were my clubbing days, and I always look back to them.
What is the most important thing to happen to you?
Without a question, coming to the United States, like all the opportunities I have that I wouldn't have had otherwise.
If you could have a lunch date with any person living or dead, who would it be and what would you ask them?
Oh, it would definitely be Donald Trump, like the other question, because I want to know his secrets to success and how to make a lot of money.
What is your definition of success?
Being able to accomplish any goals that I put to my mind.
What is your biggest frustration?
My biggest frustration is basically time management, not getting stuff done that has to be done.
What do you think are the best qualities a person can have, and why?
Honesty is probably number one, and the person has to be trustworthy and understanding. If they have these qualities, then you know you can work with the person.
What is your favorite technology and why?
I would say the computer, because you can do anything with a computer. Like, you can use it, you can communicate with it like a phone, like email, instant messaging. And every job that you want to get out there now involves a computer, so.
What is your least favorite responsibility and why?
My least favorite responsibility is to do work for other people, like, let's say, your work and somebody can't come in and you have to sub for them, like, even though you have other plans. I don't like that.
You're majoring in finance. When did you first become interested in this field?
Probably in this past year, because I was undecided for 2 years of my college career until I had to choose a major, so just want to have something to do with money.
What are your plans upon graduation?
Definitely get a job, pay off my student loans, and I definitely want to do an MBA program, but I'm not sure if I want to do it right after college or after a little bit of work experience.
What is your vision of an ideal job?
An ideal job is when you're respected by all of your employees and everybody looks up to you. You have a good standing position in the work environment, and you don't have to work a lot, but money always comes in.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I would do investments, real estate, anything that has to do with money, just buy houses, sell houses, invest in property.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
I would say, do anything the girl wants to do. If she wants to go out to dinner, we can do that. Go candlelight dinner is romantic. Going to the movies, basically. I'm up for anything.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Honesty is probably number one again. And she has to be good looking. The mate has to be good looking. That's about it.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
If it involves helping other people, I'm always there to do it, and this seemed like an opportunity where my help can be needed. And financially, of course, it definitely helps out, but if it means helping out somebody else, why not?
Is there anything you would like to add for prospective patients listening to this interview?
Well, this questionnaire basically sums up who I am. I am an honest, hardworking person, very competitive in whatever I do, and this is a good choice.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2553.